There's huge potential in the development of biomass in the supply chain right across the county and indeed across the whole of rural Ireland. But my policy is particularly focusing on Donegal as an example of what the potential that can be achieved. I believe that there's huge potential for farmers in terms of diversifying into woodland and growing and being part of the supply chain then. And if we combine that and ally that with a renewable heat incentive for households, we can develop a whole local market where the supply chain is here and the fuel is used and consumers can benefit from it. That would actually develop jobs and create jobs as well in the county, which would be sustainable and would be there for the future.
You've published this document and of course you've just mentioned job creation there. How many jobs would we be talking about if this were to materialise?
Well, I mean, obviously it's at the very early stages, and if you take, for example, like the Donegal Woodland Owners Society have 160 members across the county who are farm woodland owners, that could be developed and grown into a huge number, I believe, of additional farmers taking part in it. And then you'd also develop then the delivery, the harvesting, the maintenance. I don't have a figure on the exact number of jobs, but I certainly believe that we could see anywhere up to 1,000 jobs or more being created by having the supply chain, which would also actually move then as well to being environmentally friendly in that as well across the county and reduce our reliance on imports of home heating oil.